Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight, and welcome everybody. And before we start the regular show tonight, topic of which is give me the money for my home health aids, I want to report that Doug Key out in California, you may have heard us mention him being ill, that Doug is, according to Ira Tucker, his publicist, is doing better. So we're happy to hear that. We want to thank everybody for their prayers, and we hope Doug will continue to recover. And maybe we'll even get him back on the show. Can you imagine if you went to work, you know, and you did your work, whatever work you do, earn your money, and your money didn't go to you, to an agency or a number of different agencies. And you had to advocate for yourself to get that money to live on. I mean, they gave you the money for your food and let's say, you know, that was it. Well, it's not looked upon normally that disabled people work. And I'm talking about the work that we do as advocates and even those who aren't advocates. Because the work that we do is real. It's very difficult work being disabled. And the reason for that is because the money that's supposed to be there to help us does not go to us. It goes to various agencies. No one should have to deal with that kind of a situation. And I don't know of any other people that does, only those of us who are disabled. So you take the home health aid. Now, a lot of agencies are claiming that there's a shortage of home health aides. Well, InnerSight doesn't believe that. I don't believe that. If the money is there and if it's being used right, and we don't believe it is, because if it was, it would be more in a creative way, innovative way, to get people to be a home health aide.
Well,
so
here's what
the money is there. There's no doubt about that. We've heard Biden's speech back in July. He put in $4 billion to these agencies. But now, even though the money is there, they're claiming that there's a shortage of home health aid.
You know why?
Well, Hold it. How can there be a shortage if the money is there for the aid? Now, what? In other words, that means that something is wrong the way the agencies are operating.
That's correct.
Now, I want to tell you a story without mentioning names.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend, an advocate, who is in need of an aide, and the agencies won't give her enough time to get her out of the nursing home. So she's going to use, fortunate that she has some funding to deal with.
I don't.
So she's going to use her own money to pay the aide, and she's going to pay a lot more than what normally, the aides get. And she's also going to offer a bonus around Christmas time. Now, why should she have to do that?
Yeah.
Why should she have to do that if the money is there to help her?
Yeah.
I mean, it should be a crime because they're interfering with somebody's mobility and movement, and they're saying to them, "Well,
you're not worth it.
We condemn you to the nursing home."
Mm-hmm.
Is what they're saying to people by not being creative and innovative with the money that is there because of us, because of the people who need the aid.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say?
Well, I know for a fact when my mom was pre her entry to the nursing home, all right, she did not have any aides that lived within her area. So they had to get people and, you know, who were gonna, you know, come in and take that responsibility. But there's an issue there. She couldn't do that. There was no aides within like a whole big area unless you did it, you know, you gave them. It wasn't worth it to them to travel all the way out. To my mom, a lot of them live in the city, but you have to then go live in the city. It doesn't make sense, you know, to then get the aides that you want. Me, I have an agency that I'm fortunate that it actually is near where they live. And then near where they live is a train station, and then they come to me that way. One of them and the other one bought a car. You know, she had to buy it herself, of course. And now she's, you know, worried about not having enough money between food and the actual, you know, ability to pay for her car and stuff like that and a whole bunch of other things. When I mentioned it,
well, you see,
mostly where she lives.
One of the things that should be happening here is that the agencies for the disabled should be helping. Number one.
Yeah.
That should be a must.
That's number one and primary.
It should be a law.
And then next
now,
should be the government, if the agencies,
yeah. Now,
you
the
know,
agency
run on a
that,
low
the agency that's supposed to get you the aid,
mm-hmm.
what did they do? You say there were no aids, or they say there were no aids available in the area.
Right.
Did they reach out? Did they put an ad in the paper? Did they make a news story out of it? Did they offer more
to pay? No.
Benefits? More money?
Nope. They
well, then how do you know there were no aids? It's a damn lie.
Yeah, I know.
See, that should be the thing. Did they reach out and say, we're trying to keep this woman out of the clutches of a nursing home for whatever time she has left? They're not going to say that because they believe in those places.
Yeah.
See? You got the whole wrong approach on this thing.
Oh, sorry, my fault.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the wrong damn ass approach because the money is in the wrong place. The money should be with the person. If your mother, for instance, if your mother had $15,000 in an account that says only for your home health aides, don't you think you would have been able to get her an aid?
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn right you would. And if you had agencies standing by that would say, well, look, you know, next week, We can put in a couple of thousand, or we can make an appeal.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's what's going on. The whole approach is wrong because of their damn ass attitude toward us. They don't look upon an aide as somebody's mobility and movement and freedom.
No, they don't.
They don't classify an aide like that.
They should.
Of course they should. Of course
mm-hmm.
they should. And that goes along with the kind of people that they're picking for aides. Now, the story I heard today, and I knew it, I knew the story, but I got more details of this horrible woman who was an aide, and one of our advocates a while back, and this woman had some kind of a religious idea in her head that cats
oh, yeah,
were evil
that.
and wanted to kill
yeah.
the cat, and she put the cat on top of the stove.
Oh, my. You're
know?
Kidding me.
Because the cat
oh, my God.
Jumped up on the bed where she was laying, and the answer that our friend gave was, well, the cat, that's where the cat usually sleeps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
she was trying to be friendly, the cat. I wouldn't
yeah.
say it's evil.
Yeah.
You know, evil?
So, how can you, and you know, you gotta believe that the agency that sent this maniac to this woman's house who could hardly speak English on top of everything else, that
yeah, yeah.
agency should be severely punished.
Yes,
for sending
should.
Somebody like that. Did they check that person out? Now, they knew
no.
that our friend had cats.
Yeah.
They didn't check her out. They didn't make sure that she wasn't some kind of a devil maniac and because they
yeah.
don't give a damn. They don't look upon an aide as somebody's freedom. To them, it's just somebody who can pick up a pot or vacuum a floor.
Yeah, that's what it is.
See? That's
and you
what
have
it
to
is.
Have a set of points by which they go by, Frank, meaning that they have all these things where you actually can you – now, this may be real crude. I'm going to say this. Whomever has somebody, can you wipe your butt? That actually is a point on the system to tell, you know, are you capable of, you know, needing help with that? Now, don't make yourself – don't dare make yourself look too needy, nor don't make yourself look too unneedy because you won't get ours. You have to be somewhere
yeah,
in the
yeah, because
middle.
That's their bottom line. Their bottom line is if we can't do it or we won't do it or they won't let us do it, the nursing home.
You go in a nursing home. And you know what? I am not doing that.
That's what hangs over the heads
yeah.
of people who need home health.
Let them try it on me, Frank. Let them try it. It's going to be quite an interesting show. I will definitely
They'll take the money that is there for us, and they'll use that money to punish us and put us in a nursing home because we
That's
may
true.
Have an extra need or two or whatever it is.
Whatever the hell it is, you know.
And that's exactly
Could you just imagine?
What we're dealing with.
I mean, it's just crazy. I never thought...
All right, Inner Sight...
Frank, I never thought that having a disability would be a sentence to be incarcerated in a nursing home. Never. In my wildest dreams. It's like they don't know what to do with us. They don't want to see us. That's even the bottom line on that, too. That's how I feel about it. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. You know? That they didn't want to even see us.
They can't do it. Their hands are tied by the state. They're only allowed to do so much.
That's right. But also, it's not only that. It's like, it's how the person writes the paperwork. Okay? It has absolute. Now, when I saw, and I want everybody to know this, and I was livid, and I still might get it off my record, because I told the person that they put this down and I wasn't this person that they were trying to capture. What made me so angry when I was in the hospital is that somebody who was not qualified to do that evaluation, okay, said that I was a two-person assist. Well, I'm not.
Well, they don't listen to the disabled person. They listen to the hospital, a social worker, or
but nobody did
the,
that there.
Yeah, anyone in there. Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't do that, Frank. They didn't do that. These people who did this, okay, are the people who actually, you know, what is, oh, God, I lost my train of thought. It was the aide herself who wrote it on, you know, my bulletin board. So I took a picture of it. I wanted a picture of this thing. I wanted to let people know that that was not me, and why did she do that, you know?
What did they ask
that
you?
That bothered me.
If you were a two-person assist?
No. No.
Well, there's the answer.
They can't answer.
The reason they didn't ask
you,
the reason they didn't ask you is because you got nothing to do with the money.
No,
they get the money
nothing to do with the evaluation.
Regardless.
Either. Regardless?
How regardless of what the situation is, they're still going to get the damn money.
How did one of our listeners get placed in a nursing home by her brother? That should have never happened. Never.
Well, that was a court thing.
Yeah.
She had a horrible lawyer.
You know,
she didn't have a good lawyer. She didn't have a good lawyer. That whole thing should have been made public. And
yes,
it
should have. And I will be the first to say I will make it public on if something happens to me. Believe me, you, Frank, it's going to be a spectacle because I am not going in a nursing home and I'm not, you know, I'm going to even tattoo it on. I've gotten to the point I'm going to freaking tattoo it on my body just so people know. If there's no paperwork and I'm out for whatever reason, don't put me in a nursing home because if I wake up, it's going to be holy hell to pay.
Get
That's
the
all.
People who get the people who have signed you up for this program to give you a guarantee that you won't go into a nursing home.
They can't. They could throw money at you with the services that, you know, they provide, which are pretty expensive.
That's your money.
I must add.
They're not doing you any favors.
No, actually, it's
that
more
money.
That money
is there
that
because
getting
of you and all the other millions of disabled people.
Right. But they're able to get more money because you are in threat of going into a nursing home, which is the most bogus thing I've ever heard of.
Sure.
They
That's
have to
the
first qualify you. Yeah, they have to first qualify you that you are indeed going to be at risk for going into a nursing home. You know? Now I got to find a doctor that will write that I had a head injury as a kid and it's affecting me, you know, now. So that's going to be an interesting
thing. Don't they have a doctor working with them?
I told her that. She goes, no, I need a doctor who's been with your case for a while. You see how every little thing, there's a problem? You know, that is a problem right there, you know?
I mean, any doctor who examines you has half a brain
takes
a history can tell whether or not you had that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. Hey, Joanne Diamond, Tom's River, New Jersey. So why do we advertise the Akita Rescue every night? Well, I'll tell you why.
No,
because every day of my life, my dog saves my life.
That's right.
And I'm grateful for that. So we tell
you
people
know why?
About the we tell people about the Akita and the great job that it does.
Yeah.
You want to adopt an Akita, call Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue. Check them out on the internet. What'd you say?
No, I said when I was with Joanne, okay, I saw so many different lengths of hair on the Akita. There's one with long hair, and then there's one with the short hair, and she literally lives the breed. I'm going to
say
that.
Oh, you saw that on the website?
Yeah, on her website. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a long hair Akita, too.
Yeah, they have different types.
Sizes.
All right,
yeah,
inner sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary and find out about any veterinarian services. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, if you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy.
Nice.
Anthony Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Very local here on Long Island, Islip. Yeah, we got a few people local who believe in inner sight. Good Mojo Printers,
oh, yeah.
Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Suffolk Bus Corp,
yeah.
And many, many others. And we thank them. All right. Don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world. We remind you every night, go an extra mile for a child. And we remember Avante, Corey, Little Tommy, Royalty, Ollie Campbell. So go an extra mile to help a child. Inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're talking tonight about how the money for the home health aides should go right into the account of the person who needs those home health aides.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight and Able News.
Hi. That's my calling. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is now on, Able has a personals page that boasts two marriages. And also, they have their free subscription. So go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, today is the first day of the National Guide Dog Month, September.
Yeah.
So it's a good day to read our petition, sign it, endorse it. If you feel strongly enough about it, promote it. And also the one on the nursing homes. You can look at that
please.
One.
That one really
and,
needs it badly.
Help us move that one along.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight around the world. By the way, the phone number here, 213-816-1650. And how much easier it would be for people who need a home health aide if the money were deposited in an account every month, just like they do with the with the food money.
Yeah.
You know, the thing
is,
it's going to have to be connected with the disability, because if you get any extra money right away, they're going to want to take away your disability.
That's true.
So you would need a regulation passed that they can, no one can touch the disability money. And that should be, the two go hand in hand. But if you had the money, for your AIDS, and you didn't have to go fight and argue with the agency, and you know, every aid, people forget this, every aid is an individual.
Yes, they are.
They're not all the same. Now,
that's
if
right.
You had the money, you know,
mm-hmm.
you could deal with them on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people may need a little more, some people less, some people will say, oh, I'll stay an extra hour or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's
I have
how
an
it
aid.
Should be. Flexibility.
Yeah.
What?
I have an aide who is better at cooking, and I have an aide that's better at cleaning. So what I do is I have them, you know, sort of like teach each other, you know, or I teach them, you know, what to do, like, say, with the cooking or the cleaning, because that's where the way in which you would do it, and that's what these aides are supposed to be for. The way in which you can be independent and do it yourself, they're supposed to be that assistance. But that's far sometimes from what actually happens, because they don't pay them that much. One time my right before COVID hit, she was doing well, one of my aides. She was working at McDonald's. She was making more money flipping burgers than being my aide, which is horrible. But she didn't want to expose, you know, the rest of her family to COVID. So she decided very strongly, you know, to just quit her job at McDonald's at the time. So, I mean, they had
you know,
the
I heard a thing tonight on the
yeah.
excuse me, I heard a thing tonight on the news that a doctor pointed out months ago, and this guy, I think he was some kind of he was a scientist, and he discovered that most of the people that have gotten this virus have been obese, and obesity plays a major role in the. You know, when you get a virus and your body can't fight it off because it's got too much on it.
Right.
So, just as a side point, you know, it seems more and more that obesity plays a part.
Plays a role. Yeah.
In this virus, and I believe it.
Yeah,
I believed it when this other doctor talked about it. A lot of them.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. We were talking
all right,
after
sight.
That about what that
what?
Guy said, remember, Frank?
What?
We were talking about what happened when that guy, I mean, it was, he was saying that they rushed it too fast, remember?
They were what? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
They rushed the vaccine too fast. He thoroughly believed in that.
Oh yeah, a lot of doctors talk about that.
Yeah, but he is explicitly right before everybody else was talking about it. He did. I remember that clearly.
Be interesting to know how many people have passed away since this thing started who were obese.
Oh, probably they'll do all the studies right after all this.
I don't think there's any statistics on that.
No.
That I'm aware of. But anyway, we're changing the subject. Yeah, and so if you have the money in your account, you know, and now First of all, the AIDS, for the most part, though with exceptions, of course, are going to have more respect for you. They're going to look to you for help and all that, because they now realize that you pay them directly. They work for you.
Yes, sir.
As opposed to some agency, you know, that they have to deal with, which most of the time has nothing to do with the disabled person.
Yes. Yeah.
You're like on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they get the money because of you, but that's about it. They don't acknowledge that. They don't say, hey, you know, thank you for helping us get this money. And, you know, thank you for giving me a job. I bet your agencies don't say that to people.
No.
They don't look to the disabled person and say, hey, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have any of this money. And it's so true.
Yeah,
so
I'd say so.
The only job of the agency should be is to, you know, once a month or once every other month, check and make sure that the disabled person is spending the money in the right way. That should be the job of whatever agency would be set up. You know?
Right.
And in that way, you could hire better people.
Whoever you want. Yeah.
You know, you could hire people that you know. People that you know are honest, people that you know are good people from experience.
Right.
You know, you could hire your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that,
and
I'm
that would be great,
right?
Especially if you're a happily married person.
Right. But you know what? I'm fighting that, Frank. I am. I'm fighting that fact.
Yeah.
So everybody get ready. Suzanne's putting on her boxing gloves.
Did you
She's
put on the, did you apply for the hearing?
Yep, I told her. As soon as you get me onto the system with the other program, put my husband on the list, okay? And then I'll go to fair hearing for it. She said, okay.
Where do you go to get the hearing?
Administrative judge. At Medicaid,
under what,
the administrative judge is there.
Under Medicaid?
Yeah.
All right. You got, what you should do is check the regulations on that.
Yeah.
You know? There's got to be regulations. You got to get a copy of them.
Definitely.
Let's see what it says.
Definitely.
You know, to have a proper defense.
Yeah.
Got to get a copy of that reg. All right, Inner Sight, anybody on the line? 213-816-1650. You want to talk about
the... I know
the,
who's on the line.
Huh?
I said I know who's there on the line because I looked at it before. But we were busy talking, but I could bring him on. We have more than
who?
One.
Who's on the line?
Okay. Anthony and Louie.
Oh, all right. Is Anthony queued up?
Yes, he is.
Oh, all right. So let's
and
get
so
Anthony's
Louis.
Call.
Okay.
Well, we don't need Lou tonight. Let's get Anthony's call.
Take on this.
From Brooklyn.
Hi,
hey.
Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good.
I'm
doing
okay,
good.
So that's good. On the topic of home care, the agencies only look within for an aide. They don't, you know, in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have an aide, they drop the case. I don't know what you're going to say about your agency finding another aide. But, you know, I also wanted to remind people that there are agencies that you only hire temporarily. You give them your name, your information, and, you know, whether you're looking for a man or woman and the types of things that you're looking for in the person, whether it is, you know, more of a companion, you know, for a bedbound person or, you know, whether you're someone who's active and needs someone to take you out and things like that. And the home care agencies that, you know, are funded by the state, you know, and have contracts with these insurance companies, really and truly, the way that they're structured is anything they do for you is considered, you know, they've done their job. Maybe not, you know, enough, and I'm not making excuses for them, and it's not okay, and I don't think it's right. But these agencies see people as, you know, vulnerable, desperate, frail, and destitute. So all they have to do is basically give you something to drink and help you take a shower and wash the same cup for 12 hours. And, you know, they kind of say whatever care you get is whatever care you get, and they really don't care. But, you know, I think that, you know, there are, you know, better alternatives if people would use, you know, websites like care.com and things like that. I mean, you don't know these people, you know, that you're hiring. I mean, you know, you're responsible
to
do your
background check too.
Yeah, you know, you're responsible to hire your own people and all that. But sometimes, you know, you might, you know, get someone through a church or something like that that someone else trusts, and you get to know them, and that's the way it works. But about going in a nursing home, Suzanne, I understand your concern about it, and I would be concerned about it, but not too concerned about it, because, you know, that's only one person's opinion of, you know, your life. You know, I mean, even a judge is only one judge, and even in a criminal trial, you know, cases can be overturned, and, you know, even when you see a doctor, it's only one doctor's opinion, and there's a million medications. One doctor could say you need four or five medications for the same illness, and one doctor will say, no, you don't need all those pills, you only need two. But, you know, it is pretty much decided by the hospital. And, I mean, part of the reason, I think, why the insurance companies have, you know, cut down on giving all these hours is because people have said that they've needed an aide, you know, for what they see to be an excessive amount of hours for common things, like, you know, I need someone to clean and cook and do the laundry. And the insurance companies are saying to themselves, well, you know, you can accomplish cleaning and cooking and doing the laundry for someone in 8 hours, and, you know, why do we have someone else telling us that they need 12 hours to cook and clean and do the laundry when they're both elderly and, you know, they both go to appointments and things like that? I mean, even if you had an appointment that was a distance away, you could still accomplish that. And either way, you know, they, you know, a lot of them don't know how to cook or don't want to cook and things like that. But to a point, I mean, I get tired of hearing people say, oh, well, it's because they don't get paid well that they treat you the way they do, because it has to do with human compassion. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, their work is worthless, or to demean them or put them down or make them seem like less of a person. But, you know, they have always been seen as a babysitter. And, you know, because partially what they do is just, you know, occupy, you know, the person in a way, provide companionship, talk to them, and, you know.
But there are different,
you know,
types of aides, different levels of aides. People don't realize that, and then they all see, you know, bring them all together into one category. That's not the way it works.
That's true, and I guess that's partially because, you know, they get fed up with it. But when you, you know, pay an agency through the state, through an insurance company, you can't categorize it as you would private home care and say, well,
no,
you know, she
definitely
provides better care than this one, or that one provides better care than that one. So, you know, they all have to get paid the same regardless. And, you know, I think it's also because of the family members that people live with who are, you know, overzealous and, you know, pushy and insistent on having their way. You know, the you're going to give me, you know, 12 hours for so-and-so because I'm not going to do nothing for her because she's an adult and I don't have to, and, you know, I want my life and I this and I that. And, you know, they you know, got their way and they got catered to, and, you know, they basically gave them whatever they want for years when the city had home care. And when the state came in, they said, no, because now it's, you know, it's seen by a, it's overviewed by a private insurance company, a doctor, and the state. And it's kind of like, you know, under the same realm that a person would apply for workers' comp or disability and things like that. And, you know, people have kind of made their bed with it, and now they have to lie in it, you know, because it's not all about the family member, you know, wanting to hang out at night or go to clubs, or, you know, he or she wants to go out with her boyfriend or girlfriend, and, you know, I have to have a life and I shouldn't have to do this and I shouldn't have to do that. They're not going to be able to give everyone, you know, in the world an aid for 24 hours regardless. I mean,
but not everybody needs it. You understand?
Yeah, but these people complain about small things like, oh, well, you know, they're going to ask for something to drink, and, you know, I shouldn't have to do that. The aid should be there for her, or, oh, you know, they're going to have to use...
Oh, that's the family member, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the problem that they have created, because
but
the
also,
social workers... The social workers...
Despicable to them.
Right. The social workers catered to that when the city had the program. You know, anything, you know, you said jump and they said how high, and there wasn't all this qualification.
If you were paying, they would say how high. But the fact that you're not paying, you're saying it's the skill level, correct? If I'm not mistaken?
But it's not... I'm just saying under the law,
right.
I mean, they've only changed it to be a home health aide because they do things with catheters and Foley bags and all that, slightly more medical stuff. That's the only reason why they're considered home health aides.
Too. They do tube feedings. My aide did that. They do oxygen. They do all of that. Oxygen can be very deadly if you don't know how to use it. Look at what happened to me. I had my face burnt. You know?
But that's the only reason why they gave more money to these aides, and they gave everybody home health aides because they just figured it was easier, because when the person that gets older, you don't have to worry about a growing population changing over to home health aid agencies. But they've created that problem themselves, because when you had home attendants,
you also have to take into consideration the people who live with you. They might not want, you know, a home care person here after a certain time. They want to be, you know, relaxed in their own comfort of their own home. So now you're caught as the disabled person. Like, you don't want to harm, you know, that person. I've known many people who had to follow what the family has said, you know, and it's been very difficult.
The bottom line is, if the money was in the right place, a lot of these things would solve themselves. Agencies getting in your business, you know, the only way they should get into your business is to make sure that you're using that money in the right way, and treat people as individuals.
But Frank, if I can say something,
Frank, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, let Anthony talk. What?
You know,
go ahead.
the issue is, Suzanne, even when you pay privately, I mean, there's going to come a time where it's going to wear on people, and they're not going to want to be kind anymore and say, oh, well,
you get somebody else.
That's
no,
it.
No, no, the family members.
Else.
The
you
family
got
members.
Money, you get somebody else.
The family members.
The family
working,
members.
Get somebody else.
Frank, the family members
the family
are not going to say, oh, well, I don't want you for this many hours because, you know, I don't need you,
it
so I'm not.
On
I'm going to pay you.
Situation.
But
right.
Every
they
situation is
sometimes.
Different. That's what has to be realized.
Right, and it has to be,
but
you know,
and they're not
find,
treating us like that.
But but I find it hard to believe that people, that's giving free money, Frank, you know what I mean? To say, oh, well, I don't need you for 12 hours, but I'll pay you for 12 hours. Because, Suzanne, even now as a client, believe it or not, there's some clients that, you know, want to commit fraudulent activity with the AIDS, and it's considered
there'll always
level
be
fraud.
That.
Right.
You'll
but
never
that.
Get rid of that. That's
but,
why you got to watch
but,
over
how,
the system,
how,
and there should
but
be
how,
a strict law.
How would you be able to watch those kind of people? And they
you know how they
no
do
longer,
it now?
Uh-huh.
They're doing it now, honestly. That you, the two girls that I have to come and do a clock in, and they're GPSed all around my area. So they have
yeah,
to be within my area and be in my home. They could see them.
But Suzanne, I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but I know for a fact that there's a way that you can fool that, you know, tracking system, even when they do it on a cell phone. So
I know.
You wouldn't,
I know the way,
so
but I don't let them do it.
Right. But that's you. But it, so here's the issue. These people that claim that they need care and, you know, and cry that they don't have enough hours, okay, fine. They're elderly, they're disabled, whatever. They don't want to go into a nursing home. They don't qualify to go in a nursing home. But what would you do with them? Because they can't possibly supervise every...
their own home. Okay, here's
right.
the reason
no, no,
why
no
I'm
problem.
Saying that.
I agree with that.
And then
that,
you take care of them.
I agree with that. But they refuse to accept, you know, like barely an hour of care. There was a lady in one of the agencies that I was with. She wanted you to do only what she needed, come and give her a shower and make her bed and go home.
Right.
But yet you, but she would say she needed 12 hours. They said she needed 12 hours, and she always said she needed more care. But how, if you, what if you had somebody who said, oh, I only need a half hour or a few minutes? There's people that only want you to come in, take
so
off your coat.
So everybody's different.
Yeah,
and
but
then you have
couldn't...
to work with a psychologist, okay, who's is more, you know, to work with the behavior that she is denying herself care. You understand?
But Suzanne, based on the on civil rights, the I know this for a fact. The government says that they cannot get involved in that. You know, if a person refuses to accept enough care, then whatever they get, they get. If you say you only want 1 hour, then you only get 1 hour, but it can't only be minutes.
The agency should still make, excuse me, the agency should still make sure, part of their job should be to make sure that the person is safe. Common sense.
Yeah.
Common damn ass sense. You put the money into a debit card. The person now has the money to get their aid, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to know the person. You know? You make sure that they're safe.
Or not
that's
safe. Because, you know, dementia could be a fool.
But
I'm going to say
definition,
that.
The definition of... safe has changed because they give you a pendant button now, and they give you, they say that, you know, they don't want to give you all those hours because falls can happen anytime, and all the aides do is call 911. So, you know, I mean,
better if you have someone there who's gonna watch to make sure you're safe. someone that you like.
This is what
someone
really
that
needs
you,
to happen.
Appreciate.
Right.
A deep understanding of what is needed and not needed, and then fine-tune it and enforce it, period.
Yeah, but
end
it's
story.
A different... All right. I don't disagree with you, Suzanne, but it's a difficult call, regardless of
it
whatever
is.
You do, because the nurses
Lord,
think
either
that
way
you
it's a difficult
have enough.
Either way, it is.
You
oh,
right.
Know.
And
what
I'm
would
not.
You propose
I'm not.
As a solution.
What I would propose as a solution, Suzanne, honestly
yeah.
and truly, I'm not saying, you know, forget about the whole program and taking care of people and things like that, but I would just come and sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and a folder and say, okay, what do you want, you know, and
mm-hmm.
if you have a person who says they only want a few minutes, then how many
right.
minutes do you want? But then there would have to be, like, at least a minimum of maybe 45 minutes. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to go. What they used
right.
to do years ago was, you
I
know, they would share the aid with more than one
exactly.
person. And you would have a cluster case in a surrounding
right.
area. Yeah, and they would, you know, which was a pain in the neck for the supervisors.
Yeah.
But they would call you every little while to find out where you were, and you would do this for that one and that chore for that one and mop for that one
right.
and then help that one shower. But people would complain, oh, it's driving me crazy and I fell and I shouldn't have to get up and down. I need more help. It's not enough. No, she didn't do this.
Right.
And then when they're there and they sit there all day, they say, oh, well, she sleeps and she doesn't do nothing and she talks on the phone. So, I mean, in a way, you can't win with it. You know what I mean? It's one
there
of those things
way.
That
there is a way.
I believe where there's a will, there's a way.
There is a way. Yeah. There is a
but
way. I'll tell you what
I
you
have,
do. Because I have had all of the above that you've mentioned.
Uh-huh.
In with not with my girls that I've selected. But and sometimes they're human. Yes, they do that. Okay?
You know what it's
got to
be like? I'll give you an example. You know what it's got to be like?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to
mm-hmm.
be like a teamwork, like a blind
yeah.
person with a guide dog.
Yeah.
That's what it has to be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person has the money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this person. I got somebody else. I want this person. You got to find the right formula.
Now, everybody
says, it's got to be a teamwork.
Why do you not, like, there's certain things that, why don't you let your aide do this and that? Because I still can do it myself, okay? So... But I still have the hours in case my health doesn't allow me and I'm fully exhausted from the anemia that I have and I can't get up and I can't do it. They're there, okay? They're there.
Yeah, but
all I got to do is say, can you come over here and help me with such and such?
I agree with that, Susan, but that would be a hard fight. Because even when you become independent and you have the debit card
because they don't
want to
give up the money.
They would still say it's based on a chronic condition, and as long as you're able to do it, you know, then you're able to do it.
No,
they don't.
You know what the bottom line is? Hold it.
Uh-huh.
The bottom line is they don't want it. They don't want us to have the money
control.
And the control of our
lives. I agree.
Lives.
They don't want us to have control.
That's what
it
is.
They don't
make up any damn excuse in the world about that.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't want to give you a home health aid anymore, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be there to help you out. They say, well, if you can do it yourself, go ahead. If the aid is there during your normal hours.
No,
and,
not
you know,
in my case because they all know.
Remember,
now.
Remember no. world, they owe us.
Yes,
they
do.
Freaking owe us for all the time that they didn't give us accessibility. They owe us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
we're
why
only
we should control
for a minimal
our own destiny.
Part. Yeah.
Right.
But we're only asking
I...
for a small part of the equation. We're not asking for them to you know, recreate, you know, the world. We're asking for them to just focus, give us what we need, and only what we need, and enforce it, period. End of story.
Yeah, but it would be hard, Suzanne, to have, you know, a set-in-stone kind of structure where everyone comes to an agreement that, you know, have a roundtable discussion, this is what we need. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying the ADA was sufficient, but even with that, you know, everybody was settled with that.
But right now
some
we have to get onto the table.
It.
You know why, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nothing that prevents you or me who depend on these services, and I'm witnessing it now with the TBI program, and it doesn't, when I said to her, will this prevent me, just a simple question, from going in a nursing home? Now she
mm-hmm.
said no. She said no, period. Because if you get to where you need a two-person
what the hell
assist,
good is it?
Exactly, but I'm going for it, and I'm going to also, if you want something, you're going to have to, you know, open your mouth, and I'm going to do it.
And then the other thing is that people have this obsession with horror lifts and mechanical equipment, which you can have,
but
it can't take the place
thing.
Of a human. Yeah, and
right.
you would still need help.
An occupational therapist who was half my height and half my weight, and she used to properly use leverage to lift me from
mm-hmm.
one spot in where I was sitting, you know, on the, you know, how they have the mats, the elevated mats, and then she was evaluating me for something. She had the elevated mat, and then she would just pivot me to the other area when my legs were not working as well as they are now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I still have spasticity, and I still have the ability of collapsing, okay? I need bracing to go with my wheelchair so I don't collapse when I do that pivot transfer. Because I get bed sores if I were to do a sliding board transfer because my skin is very thin. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
I've had bed sores.
All right, listen, we got to move on
right.
with the rest of the show. Thank you, Anthony.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anthony.
You're
always
welcome,
good.
Guys.
We
take care. Always a pleasure.
We'll definitely
all right.
talk on the
okay, please. okay.
Yeah.
Inner sight.
All right. Thank you.
And we're on, television 11 o'clock tonight. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night, Altice out here on Long Island, 7:30 tomorrow night, Channel 20. So check us out. And tonight, talking about how the money should be there for a person who needs the home health aid so that we can conduct our own lives. Now,
that's right.
We have an example. The money is there for the food.
Yes,
know,
it is.
People the government puts money in an account so you can get food. All right?
That's right.
Many of those people who get that are disabled, and that's owed to us. Yeah, of course, it's probably it could be a lot more money if the agencies would pitch in and put something. But there's the example of how this entire system should work. And it's got to be a teamwork. That's the key. It's got to be a teamwork. You got to find the right people and the right formula.
Formula. Yeah.
That's how it should work. If the money is there for the person, it's going to be easier to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to be dealing more directly. All right, Inner Sight, we got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Pidge should be here.
109,612. Thank you for
all
listening.
Right. Tomorrow night, our special guest, Pidge. And thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 on our phone number. And thank you very much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fight for that money for your aid. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.